The old adage that truth is the first casualty of war apparently applies to wartime recruiting as well. At least that's the impression you get from recent recruitment efforts by the U.S. Army that drastically downplay the military dangers in Iraq. Even worse, the armed forces, to all appearances, have been acting dishonorably in their discharge procedures for Iraq war veterans, employing classic bait-and-switch tactics to deprive wounded soldiers of their rightful benefits. Call it the Great Circle of Lies. Let's start at the beginning with U.S. military recruiting. At the same time as the armed forces have lowered their acceptance standards for new combat troops, they've also lowered their ethical standards, willfully distorting the facts in the rush to recruitment.
They're strong, and then there's Army strong. It's more than physical strength. It is emotional strength. Not just strength in numbers, the strength of brothers.
But not much strength of principle, apparently. According to an article in the New Yorker magazine, a recruiter for the Army Medical Service Corps routinely told prospects that you are about 25% more likely to be shot and killed in our nation's capital than you are in Iraq. Well, not exactly. The reality is, a soldier is anywhere from 5 to 10 times more likely to be killed in Iraq, depending on your statistical model of choice. But why get technical when the Army is desperate for replacement troops? Once those troops are injured, though, the armed forces shift into damage control. An eye-popping piece in The Nation magazine reports that the military has taken to depriving wounded soldiers of disability benefits by issuing Chapter 513 discharges, separation because of personality disorder. Soldiers discharged under Chapter 513 can't get disability pay or medical care and often have to return a portion of their enlistment bonus because personality disorder is considered a pre-existing condition. But The Nation piece says military doctors have been telling wounded soldiers the opposite, that if they go along with the 513, they can keep their bonus, disability and medical benefits, and receive a speedy exit from the service. According to Defense Department records, over 22,000 soldiers have believed that fiction, thereby saving the military about $12.5 billion, but costing it far more in lost integrity, despite its stronger-than-thou marketing.
It is not just the strength of action. It's the strength of honor. Not just the strength to follow, but to lead.
Yes, well, nice example you're setting. Memo to the military, when a recruitment hustle ends up in a flat-out discharge swindle, that's not Army strong, it's morally weak.